Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 8th day of May, year of our Lord, 2017, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Proper tip of the day. You've heard me talk about Dr. Peter Pry in the past. I've interviewed him on this show. He is the executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security. He's also the chief of staff of the Congressional EMP Commission. He's being quoted today in an article at Breitbart, and he makes a very good argument for the possibility that North Korea, is planning to use EMP weapons against us. So your proper tip of the day is to read that article. I think you'll find it very worthwhile. You also, if you haven't already, you need to read the report, the EMP Commission report. It's a free download at my website. It will fill in a lot of the blank spaces that this short article does not. And then do what you got to do to protect yourself. That's your proper tip of the day. We have patient waiting agreement, my friend Mandy Thompson. Mandy's my director of marketing, the co-founder of the Liberty Army. And we're going to talk about how you can get John Moore to write out a check and mail it to you. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Well, Mandy, this event in the Czech Republic seems to be firming up real nice, and you're going to be working with the director to get this thing going and get me more speaking engagements in Europe, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very excited. I've actually been kind of tied up the past 11 days, but the next 3 days I'm really going to be focusing on getting in touch with everyone, connecting dots, finding out where you can go and speak in other places in Europe. So I'll be reaching out to Alexandra. And for those listening who are in Europe, if this is a prime opportunity, John will be over in Europe. And is it June and July? Is it the end of June?
The schedule right now is July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in Prague. And other speaking engagements could be scheduled before or after that. It's up in the air right now. I don't know. I'll talk to Tim. Our banner with Uncle Sam got replaced by the banner for the Prague Peace Prize that I'm being awarded. I'll talk to Tim about getting that back up there. So, yes, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of July right now, Mandy.
Well, that's wonderful for people who are over in Europe and who want to hear your message, John. So if you are a listener, if you're listening live now, or if you actually hear this week on the YouTube replay channel, the best thing to do is email me, help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. If you are associated with a organization or are in an association or a church group or a business that wants to have John come and speak about any, John caters his messages to fit the needs of the people he is speaking with. So if you are a business and are concerned of, hey, if there was a EMP, like John was saying, these reports that are coming out now that things the world needs to be aware of and get prepared for, if you are a business owner and are clueless on, oh my gosh, if an EMP happened, what would we do and what can we do? There are a lot of different things that not only people but in groups can take to save a lot of their transportation devices, their equipment in their home, their things like that, small implementations that can be done to make sure that you're ahead of the game if there was such an event to happen. This could be a global event. It would be very interesting to me if all of America was out of power and the rest of the world still had power. I'm sure that it would affect things probably globally.
Yes, obviously, when the world's largest economy goes down, the fallout from that is going to be massive worldwide. But yes, I'll be in Europe in 21st to the 23rd of July. If you want to contact Mandy about having me speak to any country in Europe, it's a fairly compact place, pretty easy to get around by railroad. So it could be France or Germany or England, Spain, Italy. It doesn't matter. We will work out a schedule. And I told Alexandra, Mandy, that I'm willing to stay there until the first week of September if we can get speaking engagements lined up. I do want to be back to see my grandson play football the second week of September, so that's pretty important to me. But that still leaves a number of weeks for speaking engagements all over Europe. And Alexandra is very helpful in wanting to help set these up as well. So if I know we have lots of listeners all over Europe and quite a following, actually, all over Europe. So think about it. Now is the time to do it. This is, and you can save money because Alexandra's group is covering my airfare. So that takes a big chunk out right there of expense. Since I'll already be there, that expense is covered. So we have more less expensive issues for transportation and lodging and so forth to get me to come and speak in Switzerland. I'd love to see Switzerland, England, Germany, France, whatever the locale. Contact Mandy. Real simple. help@thelibertyman.com. Right, Mandy?
Yes, help@thelibertyman.com. And what I'll probably be doing is getting with her and finding out ways that I can market and put out information within groups that you are going to be there and the dates so that we can generate some more, I can do something a little bit more marketing for the area. So I will be focusing on that today for some time this week. But yes, I mean, so it looks like John is getting booked up. So if you would like to hear him speak, be it in Europe or in America, it is a concern of mine and of John's. I mean, his prepper tip of the day was to read these articles. An EMP would happen immediately. Everything would be down, and that would be it. Whatever you had would basically be where you stood. The preparations you had made for that, because there would be no power, and cars would be down, and we really don't know how significant of a situation it would be until something like that happened. But with the reports that John is referencing, the things that they do say is basically everything just shuts down. There's no more groceries. There's no more getting into the grocery stores. There's no more even getting to the grocery stores for many cars. So, yes, these are very, very serious concerns globally. And it's time, with all the reports coming out and with the tensions that are happening in the world, it's time to get John to come and speak to you guys and your organization or your group of neighbors. So just, yeah, it's very simple. I'm very approachable. Just help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. And I'm going to be working very diligently on it this week. So please get in touch with me, and we'll get it organized.
Absolutely. And, of course, if you contact Manny to help set up an event, you'll be earning yourself a commission. And a commission check for these European engagements could be as much as $1,500, couldn't they, Mandy?
Yes, yes. They can be. The check is quite substantial. It can be, it's generally, you know, anywhere from, I would say, $500 to $1,500.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've talked about this before, Mandy, but out of all the talk radio hosts that there are, we're pretty sure that I'm the only one offering to send the listeners money. I'm not, and as opposed to me asking for money, I don't ask for money. I'm offering to mail a check, and nobody else is doing that, are they, Mandy?
I've never heard of that. I think it's remarkable. And John has been giving back for so long to his listeners and to the community, and just is just another extension of that. Money helps out, you know. A couple extra $100 can go a long way. So, yes, that's what it's all about, helping people and getting the information to as many people as possible. So I will be around early this week working diligently on this. So I do look forward to hearing from everyone. And it's very simple. Just email me, and we'll send you a check.
Right,
yes.
Right. Well, we will schedule events in the United States for May and June, and then after September. We're going to keep the calendar open for Europe for July and August. So just keep that in mind. If you have something you want to plan, contact Mandy. And if it's in the States, we'll do it either this month or June. Are in September, which September's not that far away, is it, Mandy?
It's right around the corner. I mean, this year is flying by. Yes.
Yep. Well, we're already in the fifth month and into the second week of the fifth month. So, yeah, the year is flying by. They tend to do that. But I do private consultations also, and I'll do private consultations in Europe while I'm there. And, of course, I do private consultations here in the United States as well. And I have a list of questions I go through with people before the consultation begins to make sure that I know what I'm dealing with and what the goals and objectives of the client are. And the same thing with my presentations. I customize my presentations for the group. Each group's going to have its own concerns. And I need to identify those concerns and then give very specific recommendations to meet them. Concerns. You okay this morning, Mandy?
Yes, I've just got a frog in my throat.
Okay. Well, drown it. A little bit of water will probably help that go away. If you got a question or comment, you're welcome to give us a call here at 800-313-9443. And it's simple. It's non-threatening. We do maintain you being anonymous and your privacy. And I know people are concerned about that, people in the Patriot community. They want to remain anonymous and not draw attention to themselves. And when you help set up a speaking engagement with Mandy, you will not be drawing attention to yourself, will you, Mandy?
Not at all. I'm the one who handles everything. All I need from you is we just work together and we communicate together about your ideas and the contacts you have, and I take it from there. I love marketing. I love public relations. I love reaching out to people who have no idea who I am and introducing myself. I have no qualms about that whatsoever. That is my job. So all I need from you is to get in touch with me at help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com.
Absolutely. And, of course, if you are in Europe and you can make it to Prague in the Czech Republic, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I'd be glad to meet you, and you can attend my speaking engagements there. And it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. It really will. What's going to happen there, Mandy, there'll be a translator on the stage with me, and I will make a statement, say a paragraph, and then the translator will do the translation in the Czech language immediately. And we'll go back and forth like that for my entire presentation in English and the Czech language. I don't know if there's going to be any other languages there, you know, on live on the, when we're on the stage, primarily the Czech language and the English language. But I'm told that English is pretty popular in Europe. Have you heard that, Mandy?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to find out. I'm pondering whether I should get one of those electronic devices that instantly translates English into any language of my choosing so I can deal with getting around in Europe.
You'll love it. Have you never been to Europe? I spent 6 or 8 weeks in Europe and loved it. And I think in that entire time, I was in a car twice. That's how easy it is to get around. And I went to 9 countries.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's certain aspects of this I'm looking forward to, meeting the people and so forth. It'll be an adventure. No doubt. It will be an adventure. And if you can make it, regardless of where you are, if you're in England or France or Germany and you want to get over there to the Czech Republic, well, come on over. I'd be glad to meet you. And if you think I might have a fit with your group in England or France or Germany or Sweden or Switzerland, whatever it might be, contact Mandy. I'll come and speak to your company, your church, your family group, your village, whatever it might be, while I'm in Europe, and make it a win-win situation for everybody. That's what we always try to do, Mandy, make situations win-win situations, don't we?
We love win-win situations, yes.
And you can be part of it. There's no reason why not. You may think, well, I've never done this before. I've never set up a speaking engagement. Well, I'm not a promoter. Well, that's what Mandy's job is. All Mandy needs is the heads up as to who to contact, and you'll take it from there, won't you, Mandy?
Absolutely, and I can't wait to hear from you. So just email me help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com, and we will get it going. And I've got a pretty bad cough this morning. I don't want to keep coughing on air.
Okay.
I'm trying to hold it back, but I do have a I just have a feather in my throat, and I'm just like, oh, stop coughing. But yes, please just email me help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com, and I will take it from there. So
okay.
I look forward
well,
to
Mandy,
hearing from you.
We'll give you a break this morning and let you go and take care of the feather in your throat. Appreciate you being with us.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mandy. Okay, well, this is a big deal. People ask me, how did this happen, John, this Prague Peace Prize? And I said, I don't have a clue. It hit me out of the blue. I had no warning that it was coming, so I had the offer made, and I accepted the offer. And let's go here to, let's see, here it is, the Prague Peace Prize. There's, I believe, 10 people receiving the Prague Peace Prize this year. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10. Four men and 6 women. I knew some of the winners from last year. I don't know. I think I may know Kathy O'Brien. It seems like I know her from some interviews that I did. And I'm pretty sure I don't know any of these other men or women, but that's not really relevant. Alexandra, the woman who's put this whole thing all together, she is a family friend of the Nobel family up in Sweden. She spent a big chunk of her adult life living in Sweden, and her association and friendship with the Nobel family probably was very played a large role, I should say, in her developing the Prague Peace Prize. And we got a call on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Mandy.
Mandy's up. Mandy's gone. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, Mandy.
Hold on, Glenn. We got a break. We got a break. Hold on, Glenn. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of May. We got a caller here. We got Glenn. Yes, go ahead, Glenn. Good morning. Hello, Glenn. Okay. Glenn, I'm not hearing anything.
I am here. I think they just need to push a button.
Oh, okay. We're here. Gotcha. Go ahead.
Okay. Very good. Well, John, it seems the French never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And this tragic election that has just occurred in France has interesting implications. Your timing of going to Europe is probably pretty good because you'll have your tour done before the rocket sled acceleration of Europe into hell really gets going. Because I'm guessing that it's going to get a lot worse now that the French have capitulated once again to Germany.
Well, it's a shame, and they have no one to blame but themselves. They did it to themselves, the French. God bless the French.
I mean, it's already a nightmare over there.
Yep. The downward spiral that France is on is guaranteed to continue with this Macron character getting elected, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, and sure. With Macron in the hip pocket of Merkel, I mean, they're just going to have the refugees. Like, I mean, I can't imagine that the French stayed home from the polls as much as they did. They've got the Muslims spilling out into the streets and blocking streets in Paris and stuff like this already. The crime is just unbelievable. You know, the rapes and all that sort of stuff, much similar to England. I mean, it's just going to be devastating in the long term. And I don't know about you, but it seems to me that some of the Eastern European countries who were Soviet buffer states during the Cold War and who endured a lot of post-Cold War strife toward the latter part of the 20th century, you know, things they had to transition from Czechoslovakia to the Czech Republic and all that. A lot of the Eastern countries seem to be manifesting a lot more sanity than the Western NATO countries at this point.
Well, Eastern Bloc countries, former Eastern Bloc countries, they know full well the consequences of socialism, ultimately. The French haven't figured it out yet, obviously. They have not. It's a sad situation. England has its own form of socialism, of course, and Sweden, of course, is all eaten up with socialism. The Swedish actually hate themselves, best I can tell, the way they regard their own heritage. So it's a shame. But I have a couple of very dear friends from the Czech Republic. I know several other people from the Czech Republic. And these are some of the most bright and hardworking and productive, God-fearing people I've ever known in my life. They lived under communism for decades, and they want nothing to do with communism because they know full well the consequences, where the people in France and England and Sweden haven't quite figured it out yet, have they, Glenn?
No. Plus, I think the wealth that countries like Germany and France have experienced, I mean, I think that has been, you know, they kind of dumbed down, blinded, just mesmerized by the TV and all that sort of same stuff we suffer, you know, as opposed to the poorer countries of the Eastern Bloc. They're a little more connected to reality, a little less bamboozled by the electronic media. So, and I guess all this will have implications for the way you fine-tune your message for people in this part of the world, you know.
Right.
It's interesting. Now you, one thing, as you're traveling over there, no Second Amendment.
There's ways to deal with that will be complete compliance with the law, and that's what I'll be doing.
Right.
I may talk about those methods after I get back, sorry, but not before I go.
Exactly. I personally find a 5-ounce axe hammer to be a very useful tool for, you never know when you might need to adjust something here and there. You mentioned the term Eastern Bloc, which reminded me of something. We hear people talk about the third world this, third world that, and the first world. But generally, what's the second world? I had wondered about the origin of the term, you know. And at one point, I thought it was, that it was old world Europe, new world U.S., and third world everybody else. But that's not quite it. The history of the term, the designations, comes from the Cold War. The NATO countries were first world, the Eastern Bloc countries were considered second world, and the third world was everybody else. So it was actually NATO, Eastern Bloc, and third world.
Okay.
There you go.
Amazing.
All right. All righty, John.
Thank you.
Have
Appreciate
a good day.
It. Have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back with J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll see the banner at the top of my homepage talking about my being awarded the Prague Peace Prize. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, we have a free download at my website, the report from the Commission on EMP. One word of caution about reading that. They did not have the money to fully test motor vehicles. They were restricted in how much damage they could do so they could resell these vehicles. So according to Dr. Pry, who's head of the commission, you can't count on these vehicles working. That's just a fact of life when it comes to EMP, these modern motor vehicles, anything manufactured after 1972, 73, depending on the company. Also on our website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner. If you've got arthritis pain, what in the world are you waiting for? If you've got back pain, why wait? Joint pain, It'll probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, it'll probably help there also. I use mine every night. If you're taking medications for arthritis or joint pain or back pain, well, it's time to get an energy cleaner. If you're taking medication to sleep better, it's probably time to get an energy cleaner. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, and, of course, the handy travel size that I use when I travel, the 12-by-24-inch travel size. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Do your homework. Study up on it. And keep this in mind. You're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner because I offer, for me to you personally, this is John Moore's guarantee to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Most of my sales at the moment are going to people who already bought two or three, maybe four or five, or even six. That's where most of my sales are going these days. You think they may know something? Of course they do. That's why they buy the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth ones. Toll-free our line for the energy cleaner. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Typically, the first thing I do in the morning when I get up is go to Drudge Report to see what the major headlines are, and then go from there. That's where I found out about the article published at Breitbart about the North Korea EMP possibilities. And I got the picture of this chubby little man all dressed up like a James Bond villain. It seems like all his attire seems to be patterned after the classic James Bond movie villains. I don't know why that is, but apparently it is. He's got a really strange haircut, shaved on the sides and then kind of long on top. I'm not even sure what this whole conflict deal is about in North Korea. Who wants anything North Korea has? South Korea doesn't need. The people are the land. I mean, they act like they've got something we want. It's very strange. Very strange. We've got a call on hold here. We've got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred. I don't hear anything.
Last year, I was able to obtain a brand new overseas container out of the port of Milwaukee, and I had it delivered to my farm for 42 cents on the dollar. And the birth date on this thing was April of 2016. This was a brand new container. And that
what
all
size?
Came at
what size,
40 foot 9'6" high cube.
Okay.
Got a mark on it. So I saw the deal, I jumped on it, and then I started looking at what happened, and basically the Korean shipping magnet went belly up, and they owed a bunch of money to Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank, in this particular situation, once they emptied the containers, they ordered them stacked, and then they ordered them sold. So that's how I got into the deal. But I've been looking at this for a while, and I'm trying to figure out what is going on, because they had 110 ships at sea, fully containerized ships, and they were having trouble offloading the ships. And lo and behold, I've come up with what I think really did happen. And this is an ongoing situation, but there's a situation called debtor in possession, which is what happens when a ship comes into port. The ship owners don't own the product. The product is, you know, owned by people that order it, like Sears or Walmart, right. And it's up to them to secure payment at the time of offloading. And these companies, Walmart, Sears, whatever you want to do, they were using Treasury T-bills and U.S. currency as the precursor of payment. And all of a sudden, the Asian contractors were not accepting it. And they've been caught in this dilemma, and the press is not talking about this, but it looks like they've come up with something now, and it's really interesting. It's gold-backed, and what it is a gold trade note. that they're putting together pretty much in the face of the U.S. government and everybody else, saying, look, we're not taking the T-bills, we're not happy with the dollar, and this is what we're going to do. And apparently this is going to be the mechanism going forward to get these ships unloaded and on to their delivery points. And on top of all that, the Chinese decided to come in here and start buying up old containers. And I was trying to figure out what that was about, because the guy I bought it from said, yeah, they came through their port, and they were buying up empty gold containers and putting them on vessels and shipping them back. And he kind of had an idea about this. He says they don't want to use their natural resources to create new containers, and they're willing to buy these for pennies on the dollar. But what the Chinese have in mind, nobody really knows. They're just going from one place to another, picking up surplus containers as they can get them, and then bringing them back. But I just wanted the people out there to understand some of the things that you're not going to see in the newspaper. And this is really affecting, you know, our day-to-day life, because we're so dependent on these Asian countries and other countries, you know, delivering goods and services. And it's been a real mess for a while. And it seems now that it says a lot about what's happened to our dollar and where this whole thing is going.
It does. It does. Okay. Anything else, Fred?
That's it. I just wanted to pass it on.
Okay. We appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. The call number is 800-313-9443. Something I haven't mentioned this for quite a while, but there was at my website, we've got some things I'm going to talk about here for just a moment. In the mid-1980s, there was a mini-series. Title was America, spelled with a K instead of a C, America. And wildly popular. Had a huge, tens of millions of people watched this thing. And the miniseries begins about 10 or 12 years after the Soviet Union has conquered, invaded, and took over the United States. Now, you can watch it very carefully, and I watched it very carefully, and the miniseries never, ever tells you how the Soviet Union conquered and took over the United States. It's simply not mentioned. And I'll save you some time. It's not there. However, the miniseries was based on a book. And the prologue of the book, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, typed it out by hand. The prologue is a free download at my website. It's just a few pages, by the way. I don't think it's even 10 pages. It tells how Russia took over the United States. It does. And here's how they did it. EMP attack. So there's nothing new about this. The concept of EMP attacks go back way more than 30 years. It was known at the time when that miniseries came out that it was a weapon to be reckoned with, a real deal, something that could, in fact, take out the power grid of the United States or America or any country, as far as that goes. It hasn't been hardened. So there's nothing new about the threat of EMP. And Dr. Pry, in that article at Breitbart, makes that argument that EMP attacks have been part of Soviet protocols, Russian protocols, for decades, part of an overall strategy, not that they would use it by itself, but they would use it as part of an overall strategy to invade and take over the United States. And, of course, now North Korea, according to Dr. Pry, is very likely doing the same thing as a standalone tactic, not as part of other protocols, but as a standalone tactic to bring down the United States. You need to be aware of this. In fact, our local preparedness group I work with here in Davisville, that was one of the men that helped get this thing going. That was his primary concern at the time. Once he understood the ramifications of EMP, what it is, how it works, what kind of damage it does, he became really motivated, as well anybody should, if they figure this out. course, you have to figure it out first, don't you? I mean, that's not optional. You really do have to figure it out. There is probably, I would say 500 novels at this point, and I've read a lot of them dealing with the consequences of EMP. One of the first and one of the best is titled One Second After. There's a foreword written in there by the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, a man named after a small lizard, a newt. Who would do that to your son, right? But anyway, Newt Gingrich has testified before Congress on several occasions about the need to protect the power grid from EMP, without success, by the way. Now, we've done the calculations. There's about 100 B-1 bombers. About 8 or 10 of them have been used to fly over to the Middle East and blow up a bunch of stuff, that's fine. Most of them sit there waiting for action, being polished up and cleaned and maintained and so forth. For the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers, I'm trying to make a point here. For the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers, we could protect the national power grid from EMP, which I think would be a smart thing. I mean, I'm all in favor of having nice, shiny B-1 bombers waiting to be used at some point in the future. That's dandy. And the way they throw money around there in Washington, D.C., it's a sight to behold. But the point is, you know, the way they throw money around in Washington, D.C., for the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers, the national power grid could be protected from EMP. Now, they came close. They had a vote, and I don't know the name of the woman senator, but a female senator from Alaska was the deciding vote against it in Congress. They were that close. That's been several years ago. They were that close. Now, what Dr. Pry is advocating is each state island its grid, national, its power grid from the others, Texas being an exception because it's already an independent power grid. We have three power grids in the United States, not counting Alaska and Hawaii, of course. We have the eastern power grid, the western power grid, and Texas. That's our three national power grids. Well, Texas is already isolated from the other states, which would give it an advantage in rebuilding after an EMP attack. It would be a huge advantage. And Dr. Pry is advocating that each of the other would be, let's see, 47 states. Each of the other 47 states in the lower 48 do the same thing. Isolate themselves from the other states. Now, clearly and obviously, I don't know the details, but some states could more easily do this than others. The ones that would have their own electric power generating system within the state. There could be some states, some of the smaller states like Delaware and Rhode Island, that might have some issues doing that. I don't know what their situation is. Many of the bigger states, like California, for example, most likely, California could isolate itself because I don't know any details, but I say there's a high likelihood that they could. Other states, I simply don't know. I'm pretty sure Missouri, my home state, could. We have a tremendous electric power generating capacity at Bagnell Dam, like the Ozarks. There's other power generating facilities that I'm aware of, both coal-fired and nuclear-fired here in the state of Missouri. So Missouri might be one of the lucky ones that could do that. If there is such an effort in your state, I would encourage you to be part of it and join in whatever legislative efforts there are to encourage the governor. And here's the way it could be done. These power companies don't want to spend money they don't need to. But it could be a situation where the money spent by the electric power generating companies is offset by taxes so that it ends up being a zero-sum game where there ends up being no out-of-pocket expenses for the power grid, for the power generating companies, because of the tax incentives that would allow them to spend that money and then be reimbursed by not having to pay as much tax. I look at that as a win-win situation. Yes, the estate coffers, the state budget would be a short, have some shortfalls, for several years while this work was being done. But I look at that as an acceptable trade-off in order to save the hundreds of thousands of lives that would be saved if the power grid was protected in any given state. It truly is a win-win situation. And if you live in one of the 47 states in the lower 48 that does not have an isolated power grid, which I'm not aware of. I haven't talked to Dr. Pry for, I guess, better part of 2 years. I'm not aware of any state in the lower 48 other than Texas that has isolated its power grid. It's a sad, sad situation. This danger, this concern is very real, not only from enemies like North Korea, but also from solar activity such as the Carrington event, 1859. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of May. EMP, electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse. 1859, just before the Civil War started, the War of Northern Aggression. There was a solar event. Half the planet got hit by a coronal mass ejection. Here in the United States, we did not have a power grid. Electricity existed pretty much in universities and places like that for experimental purposes. We did, however, a very extensive telegraph system in the east of the Mississippi, especially. And those telegraph wires acted as antennas to direct that energy into the telegraph offices where they started fires. The barbed wire fences stretching across fields acted as antennas to collect that and concentrate that energy to start fires in the fields. If, and it's more a matter of when we have another Carrington event, and we just, I think it was 2012, the planet barely missed one. It'll affect at least half the planet. It could be strong enough to go all the way around the planet, by the way. It would take down the national power grid. Something a Carrington event, solar event, can do that EMP generated by man cannot do is go around the planet. EMP generated by a nuclear device is strictly line of sight, cannot go around the planet. Where a Carrington event does have that possibility if it's strong enough. So you need to be aware of this and understand it, study up on it. Like I said, the commission's report is a free download on my website. The government's looked into this pretty extensively. They haven't protected us yet, but they've looked into it pretty extensively. And they've concluded that a nationwide power grid going down would, after 12 months, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead. That's the conclusion they've come to. Here's the deal. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. Let me say that again when it comes to this power grid situation. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. There's a couple of dozen or so multi-million dollar transformers that regulate the national power grid system. They're manufactured in China and India. In normal times, the time the order is placed for a new transformer until delivery in normal times is 1 year. That's with everything working the way it's supposed to work, 1 year. These things are so expensive and so reliable, they don't have backups. In their opinion, they don't need them because they're so reliable. They simply do not fail. Unless, of course, they're hit by EMP. Here's our break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the skies.